first of all, give us your version of what happened there, your verdict.
Well, I think that we played very bad the first 45 minutes. Was not the team that we saw the whole preseason, because we were with a lot of lack of pace. Was important also for this in this game that players that just started working, so that's why maybe one of the reasons. In the second half, I think we improved a lot. We have the possession, we have the chances, but we couldn't score.
Has it worked as an exercise for you? Have you got what you wanted from it?
The second half, yes. The second half, I think that was the normal games that we played during the whole preseason that we did with a very high pace. So I don't know what happened. I said in this first 45 minutes, but it's a good touch of attention in a good moment, because in this football, without pace, it's very difficult to win.
And your new players got a chance to show in England what they could do, Caballero and Fernando and Zuccolini.
Well, it's important for all of them to play in the Premier League, to know how is in the football here in England. Also was important for Yaya, for Inseco, for Silva, for Nasri to make more minutes at the last game. So it's a game of pre-season that always is good to win in, but we couldn't, because Arsenal did it better than we do.
I know up till now you've not wanted to talk about Alequim Mangala, but I believe before the game you said that the deal was fairly close. What is the latest on him?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with him. I have a lot of hope that he will be here with us.
So it's getting closer by the sounds of it. Maybe next
week? That's what I think so.
Okay. Do you feel ready for the start of the Premier League season?
No, ready no, because this week started working seven players from the World Cup. Micheli, Zabaleta, Agüero, Fernandinho, Lampard, Sagna. It's a lot of important players out. But it's the way we must start the Premier League. We'll see which are the players that are fit for... For Sunday, we have another players as Seco, Yaya, Silva, Nardi. Nardi was injured, but Silva, Milner that arrived 3 days before. So we must start in that way, because the World Cup, but it's not only for our team. I think all the teams that have important players in their national squad have the same problem. But I am confident that we are going to start very well on Sunday.
How long do you feel it will take to reintroduce those big players who are missing today back into your squad?
Well, it's difficult to say how many days they will need. We'll see during the week, in the way they work, how they feel to start playing.